The KFBK Afternoon News. More content and more access than ever before. On air, online, and on demand. Now the news continues with Kitty O'Neill and Ari Graswich on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
4:41 now at KFBK. The cover story of Time Magazine coming out June 15th says Twitter is showing us the future of innovation and changing not only how we live, but the way we do business, the face of sports, how we process information. It seems like everybody's giving updates on their lives. And, you know, Ari, when our editor, our senior editor, Judy Farrah, was overseas in Asia, I followed her tweets and found them absolutely remarkable. The governor is always tweeting and telling people to help him make tough budget decisions. I'm a Twitter fan.
Well, I'm glad you are because you make up for me, but that's okay. Let's find out about the Twitter phenomenon right now. We've got Alon Safko on the phone here, author of The Social Media Bible, Tactics and Tools and Strategies for Business Success. Alon, welcome to KFBK.
Hey guys.
It's good to have you here. Well, as Kitty mentioned, everybody seems to be doing this except for those who aren't. And I'm wondering, is this the proverbial flash in the pan?
Yeah, about as much as email was, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Well, tell us why.
Well, you know, the cool thing about Twitter, and Twitter is only one of about 200 technologies that I mentioned in the book, but Twitter's pretty hot, and of course, Ashton Kutcher didn't do it any harm at all. It's text messaging, but what happens is every time you get a really bright idea, you just text message, and people respect you because you come up with bright ideas. So every time it comes out, the moment you think of it, they share that with you. And then the same is true for you. You follow people who you respect, who have good ideas, and they share what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they learn, and it builds this network, this community.
You know, I have managed to avoid Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Plaxo. I have no time or interest in those, but I like Twitter. What is that? What does that say?
Well, it says that you like very fast, interactive communication, and you like to send out your thoughts, and you like to communicate with other people. But you really need to play with some of those other ones, especially LinkedIn. A matter of fact, it was LinkedIn is the cause for me meeting you guys and being on this incredible station. I put a question out on LinkedIn. I said, I'd like to get interviewed on some of the best radio stations in the country. And within just a few minutes, Annie Jennings sends me an email back and says, hey, I know some people in Sacramento that you need to talk to. And 24 hours later, I'm on your show.
I like this
guy.
There's
a testimonial.
Lon, he knows where the power of radio rests. Hey, Lon. Well, we've already seen any number of companies, probably every company in the New York Stock Exchange is trying to co-opt Twitter as we speak right now. Some of them are going to be successful. Will the commercial aspect ruin Twitter?
No, as long as they play right. You got to play fair. You got to use this technology as a communications tool and not a sales tool. And the cool thing about social media is everybody is very willing to let you know when you've crossed that line. And that's called flaming. They will flame you with really nasty comments if you cross that line. And big companies like Dell used it, for example, when the batteries were exploding. They kept in touch constantly with their customers, told them what to watch out for, how to avoid them exploding, what to do with the bad ones. And they gained market share because of the way they handled it using Twitter.
See, I like that. I'm with you. I don't want a sales pitch on there, but other things like that. So I want to get, you know, the verbiage down. So flaming, right?
It's called flaming. Yeah, you get flaming. Flamed.
Okay. I think already some people like to flame my partner over there.
I'm getting flamed right now.
Well, yeah, kind of did, huh? Hey, Lon, this was great to talk to you. I hope we can do this again sometime, huh?
Oh, I'd love to do that. This is a great show.
Excellent, excellent. Lon Safko is the author of The Social Media Bible, Tactics, Tools, and Strategies for Business Success. It's 4:45 at KFBK.